Historical means that the historical has to do with events that take place in the empirical realm, human events in time and space, which are at least potentially verifiable by empirical means of measurement and description. World War II is an obvious historical event by that kind of designation. Mythic narrative does not mean fictional or untrue, but more properly it means events that happen in the empirical realm that go beyond the empirical realm. That is to say, that somehow involve supernatural or divine agency. So any story that involves God is going to be mythic in that sense, because God is obviously not an object that is empirically verifiable. Take as an example a healing. That somebody is healed from an illness is or can be a historical event. It can be empirically described. You're sick one moment, you're not the next. But to call that healing a miracle is to speak mythically. The final category is eschatological. Now, the word eschatological comes from the Greek eschaton, which means last things. But in Christianity, this is a very complex category because it means the end of the story sometimes, but also it has implications about the goal of the story and even the quality of the entire story. I'll try to unpack this a little bit as I go along. Now, let's look at the various parts of the Christian story under these three kinds of notions, the historical, the mythical, and the eschatological. Christians claim that much of their story is historical. This includes the story that is told in the Bible, including the Old Testament. Christians consider Abraham, Moses, David to be real figures in ancient Israel and not simply fictional creatures. And even though it is difficult to determine exactly what they did historically, nevertheless, they are available for historical analysis. Likewise, they consider prophets like Amos and Isaiah to be real characters who interacted with Israelite kings and not simply literary devices for the delivery of poetry. Especially, Christians consider the part of the biblical story having to do with Jesus as historical. I mentioned in an earlier lecture how difficult it is to get at the historical Jesus in any full sense of the term because of the character of the narratives that talk about Jesus and their perspective from the point of view of the resurrection. But all Christians consider that Jesus is a real historical figure. Christianity for them is not born out of a mushroom cult or some other hallucinogen or a mass hysteria. Jesus is a real figure in first century Palestine. His death is real. This is important. It is a real historical event, the death of Jesus. Indeed, the death of Jesus under Pontius Pilate is perhaps the single most historically verifiable thing about the figure Jesus. And by and large, Christians think that what the Gospels report about Jesus is also historical. That is, he really did work wonders. He really did preach. He really did speak in parables. And although most critical Christians will recognize that it's difficult to reconstruct his teachings and his actions, nevertheless, they do not think of them as events that were simply fabricated by the evangelists. So much of the Christian story in the Bible itself is regarded by Christians as historical. Yet, the language of myth is also obviously pertinent, both for parts of the story. Clearly, the story of the creation of the world in Genesis must be called mythic. It is not natural science. It is not empirical research, but rather the story of God creating all things visible and invisible by his word alone has this mythic character to it. But the term myth also applies to dimensions of the story as a whole. To say that Jesus of Nazareth is a real Jewish figure of the first century is a perfectly good historical claim. But to state, as Paul does, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to God's self is mythic language. There's nothing empirically verifiable in that statement. Or when the Gospel of John says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, that clearly is mythic language, not historical language. So the Christian story involves dimensions both of the historical and the mythic.